Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good, beautiful end of July weekend. So, hello, everyone. And I just want to welcome you all to the Hope Collection Coaches Corner. And it's to give hope and help to others to do the same. The Hope Collection was founded about more than 10 years ago by Dr. Joel Griffin. And the theme is to help others by helping them help others. And the Hope Collection is a wonderful umbrella of wonderful organizations and wonderful, honey, you help me out here.
You're welcome. An organization has different companies, organizations, services, but more importantly, what Hope does when Derek hands out a card and says, I can help you. Well, he's right, he can, because there's all kinds of things that the person who chooses to become a Hope member by just signing up, and it's free, there's no contract, and now they can go into the site under the umbrella and look at all the different things and programs. Most importantly, we have people. We connect people to people live. You know, the way we most people are doing business these days are moving around and communicating as they go online. When you go online, you get push this button to talk to write in a question to somebody, or they get in our chat room and you're going to type in what you. What if you're not good at writing down your questions? You know, but you could talk and you could talk to a person and get solutions. This is what makes us so different. We are connecting live people with live people. And it's very powerful, and the rest of the world needs to catch up to us. And because right now it's a whole difference. Before, and it was happening before the pandemic, but so many people are reliant upon just typing a word or sentence. And what if you're not good at doing that? You know what's in your heart and your mind, but you don't know how to put it into words right. So you don't do it. You just go, well, I guess I can't get a solution. So what's great about Hope, what is makes us so different, we have live people at the end of the phone that you can communicate with. And so the Hope Collection is dynamically different. In the words, maybe I can help you with that. When you found out somebody needs some help in the medical field, someone wants to get more education, someone wants to open a business, somebody wants to create more income, somebody wants to get more qualified in a particular field so they can improve their resume, they're still looking to get a job. We can do that. And then we are also an organization that honors and works with veterans and what they call first responders. And when you put them and their families, that means we help everybody. We're not excluding anybody. We're including everybody. We're inclusive. So as your coach this morning, people like Derek that continue to reach out, share the message, share the hope. You just keep doing that because what you're doing is touching lives. And that's exactly what Joel and I's vision for the Hope Collection is. So I thank you for being on the show this morning. I know there's a number of international, national conferences that are live today, and people are going to that instead of being here. That's okay. That's good. But if you're here, we just want to say hi and thank you.
Say, well, thank you for saying that, because it's an exciting organization, the Hope Collection. It's also tied in with the Golden Rule Society, and we spoke with Captain Len Kane yesterday regarding the Golden Rule Society. And oh, here comes somebody else is joining us. Good morning. Somebody just joined us.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Good morning. John Tate.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
Good to hear your voice. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Hello, John. This is Ron. I was just talking about you.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Are you having a good morning? What's the weather like in Tennessee today?
It's going to be hot.
Well, by the way, you've spoken to my wife before, and I want. But if you don't remember, you haven't been introduced. That's what I'm on the phone, and she's in the living room. She's in the office, and she's hosting the coach's call this morning. But she and I we said to you before, or I told you and I told Derek, we do have an interest in looking into your area to maybe, as we go down the road, we may be leaving the snow and the taxes of New York State to come down to Tennessee to kind of hang our hat. So we're going to be in what we're going to be doing is gathering information and find out what are properties like, what is the communities like, and we're not flashy people, but I'd like to be somewhere near some water, a lake or a river or something, so that maybe along the way we'd have a boat. That's just something in the back of my head. It's been a dream. But otherwise, we want to, we're not looking for a big house with, four stories. We're actually looking for a ranch-style house, and that's our preference, so that we don't do stairs. And, we don't have any idea at all. So maybe as you're driving around or you know about some places around, maybe housing develops, maybe you might send us a company or an organization or a real estate company. If you see a company or you know somebody who's in that business, send them to us so we can talk. Go ahead, John.
I'm sorry. I got somebody that I'm working with, and I'll send them to you.
Great. So that's the whole collection in action. That's what we do. We network with each other to help each other, and we can add. And what you're doing, when you do something like that. Well, remember the title of our organization, our theme is helping others by helping them help others. So that's what you're doing. When you refer somebody that you know or a connection, and you know that we have, here's a perfect example. Somebody might be looking to look into some property, a condominium maybe. Again, we're looking not for a multi-story house. We're looking for a single floor plan. And so if you have a connection there, have a call. Just give my name and our email address or our phone number, and we'll turn around and we'll follow through on that. Hey, John, can I ask you a question? Speaking of helping somebody, I'm in the process of helping you and your wife right now through our travel agency. You had mentioned, the gals want to go to Puerto Rico. Are they want to be right on a beach on the Caribbean? They want to be on a beach, or they just need a facility that's got a nice pool?
I never asked that. I might have to call my sister to let you know, and I give you the date. My sister gave me the wrong date. So I gotta
let the dates are different also. Okay, well, we've got plenty, we're out far enough right now that we got room to do that. That was a big question I wanted to know, because if they like, there's different properties. If you don't have a beach site and they want beach, well, then there's a lot of places we can't talk about, because they don't want that. And they want to make sure that we have that kind of a place that we're going to. Do they want to be at a place where there's entertainment? These are just, general questions that helps me to find the right place for you guys to go. I want to throw the mix in the mix again. We've got some incredible five-day cruises with some entertainment, all foods included. It's all inclusive. Now they even have, they got bar packages, so if they want wine or they want mixed drinks, that's included. You get them included. Plus live entertainment every night. And so, and the value, the cost is incredibly, incredibly good. So, I don't know if that's an option. If you want to run that past your sister and your wife, let me know.
I see. We'll let you know later on today.
Okay. And you can have them call me directly if you like. I don't have a problem if you want to just give them my phone number and have them call me. We'll do that.
Okay. Okay.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. And, as Ron said, the beauty of the Hope Collection is communication and sharing ideas and sharing knowledge. There's so many things. No one person knows everything, you know. And so by the Saturday morning calls, we can share what we may know that may help somebody else, and what that other person can share helps us. It's just a wonderful. The call on Saturday is always been the coach's corner, and so we're continuing Joel's work, but we are having a forum for sharing ideas, sharing excitement of what we've been doing, sharing just what's happening in our lives that can help and inspire somebody else. So that's the beauty of this call. We're probably, as I explained to Derek earlier, there is a convention going on, so a number of people are not on the call this morning that normally would be, and it starts at 9, so we'll probably have a shortened version of today's call. But I do appreciate everybody getting on and participating. I know a lot of times on Saturday morning, the dashboard is all lit up. There's a lot of people on, but not saying anything. And one of the beauties of this call is to participate and give information and get information. So I just want to, again, thank everyone for participating today and for being so helpful. It's funny, when I say anything or even clear my throat, I can hear it on Ron's phone a minute later, and it's very disconcerting. It's just very funny when that happens. So, but just to let you know, the Hope Collection has calls Monday through Friday at noon Eastern Time, and there's certain days have certain topics, and they're so exciting. And talk about knowledge based. There's, I know on Tuesday it's of this Travel Tuesday, and Ron and Rick Reese will talk about travel and the business opportunity and how it can just enrich your life. I know on Wednesday there's tiny homes. Barb Riley, who is a real estate agent and also so knowledgeable about the whole tiny home. I know one of our friends are putting together tiny homes in ski resorts. And so think of them in that case as like a hotel room. Freestanding. So that's really a cool idea. There's so many applications. On Friday, Captain Len Kane from the Golden Rule Society talks and shares information of what's going on with the Golden Rule Society, which is a 50-year-old organization that helps children. And, I mean, is international. In fact, the work he's done, he has been nominated 5 times for a Nobel Peace Prize. And he's very, very highly thought of. When we were in San Diego, there are actually streets named after him. So, I mean, it's really he's a really cool guy. Now, on Monday, honey, you can fill me in. On Monday and Thursday, what, off the top of my head?
Well, Tuesday, we call him the Mighty Oak. Robert Oakley is a host of the show with Larry, his sidekick Larry. And Bob has a very special business and ministry. He works in Jersey to help build apartment buildings and homes and remodel homes for immigrants. And he connects them into getting language classes, helps them to get their citizenship, helps them to get more immersed in the American community. And he's also a national leader with the Knights of Columbus and recognized. And he's part of the Hope Collection. He's actually the vice president of the board. And that's on Thursday. On Monday, Coach G, Gary Helfenstein, it's Four Seasons Health and Fitness. And he has a little business called Ski With Me. So when we get in the ski season, he'll be talking more about that area. But the idea of being healthy and fit and doing things and being part of helping organizations and schools to create programs for the kids. Gary is just astute at doing that. And he's a former teacher. He's a former, he actually was a, he and his wife ran one of the largest tourism company out of Buffalo, New York, worldwide. And so he has a lot of experience in that area also. And he's the co-chairman of the Heal Through Hope event, the world-sponsored historic dedication ceremony for the African-American Veterans Monument next July 4th in Buffalo. And we have some great things going on there. Captain Len Kane's going to be on stage talking about all kinds of areas of Golden Rule Society and hope and what he's done as a military hero. I mean, he's the original Top Gun. He's it. And a real, not just a movie play. I mean, that guy playing the part, he actually was that guy. He, as a Navy pilot, he used to fly a plane called Phantom F-4. And it was the first fighter jet, to be able to fly over 1,000 miles an hour. And they later became the representative on the Enterprise going around the world showing the greatness of the American Navy and extending out how we support our friends in the world. So he did that in tours of duty. And he was a squadron leader, the 301st Squadron of the USS Navy, and his team, the Navy put up a contest for, there were 5 awards that they had 5 contests for, and Len Kane's unit, the 301st tactical unit, fighter pilot unit, they won every award. Totally unique in the world of flight. And so he's available on the show. He'll be here and speaking at the event next year. And I don't want, and he's helping me promote and be a part of making that happen. We're going to have an international travel company. It's going to have their summer conference in Buffalo, bringing thousands of people. We're going to have fireworks. We're going to have a midway. We're doing something special with people that have families that have autistic children. We're going to have a special day at the midway so the families are able to bring their children. It's going to be closed to the public, and it'll just be there for those families to come. And like I said, we're going to have fireworks and all kinds of programs, educational programs going on. And we also tie in with the Juneteenth celebration, which started in Galveston, Texas, after the Civil War, when the proclamation, the Emancipation Proclamation was read by and written by Abraham Lincoln, president, and they had a big celebration to celebrate being free. slaves, the people that were slaves, and now they're free, and that celebration continues, and now it's a national holiday. So June 19th, every year, national in the country, will be a celebration, and they're going to be tying in with the Heal Through Hope program that we're going to take on the world. The other thing is we're going to take this whole program on the road. We call it the Road Show, and we're going to be visiting about 6 or 7 cities right now going forward and having a celebration that this will all come to your community, and we'll have a show. And it's open to the public, and it's really neat.
Somebody else just joined us. Hello.
What's that?
I'm welcoming 315, area code 315.
Hi, it's Artis.
Well, hello.
Hi, Artis.
We have the Tennessee boys on the call along with us this morning.
Oh, okay, great.
Hi, Artis. Hi, Artis. How are you?
Hi, Derek. I'm good. How are you?
Good.
That's good. I'm glad you're on here with Ron and Linda. I just kind of looked at the clock. I'm getting back in the swing of things, and I thought, oh, I wonder if our very diligent and loyal Ron and Linda are on this morning. So I appreciate you keeping everyone together. And while I've been on hiatus for a while, but I'm working my way back. And I actually was on the BWW Summer Conference last night, and it was really very inspirational and very informative. Just so glad that I was able to do that, and that I made space in my calendar to highlight it, because you know what we have in our hands is absolutely so incredible and such a legacy for our family. And Eris kicked off the evening with just displaying the legacy that Bill Britt has given all of us, and also in the form of BWW Achieve, as well as having the tool of all the different product lines that are available to us. But Eris really highlighted what Bill Britt stood for and what he taught, you know, the power of the spoken word, how important it is that we use our words carefully and that we're always uplifting, and that we speak what we want to have happen in our lives, and the power of unity, which I'm so grateful for. During this time of transition for me and for the whole team, the power of unity.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what we were talking about a few minutes ago, that the Coach's Corner continues because of Joel's legacy, and so how we can, especially the Saturday morning call, is just a time for everyone to share and to learn, and to share with each other, because no one person knows everything, so everyone, by sharing, everyone gains.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's so true. And then the third power that Bill Britt always talked about was the power of submission, and not judging people, that when they were going through different situations, being transparent and wanting to fellowship with people and just learn from each other and being an encourager. So I was they kicked off the evening with that, and it just brought everything back. We were so fortunate to be in the presence of Bill Britt, especially all throughout our business. But once we moved to Florida and we were closer in distance, we had the privilege of being invited to be in their home, and it was just so incredible. You saw truly who they were as a couple, not just on stage, but in real life, and it was very impacting. So that was the kickoff. So it was pretty powerful.
Hello, Artis?
Yes, Ron.
I want to introduce someone who you might have been introduced to previously, but I'm not sure. But Derek brought a gentleman. His name is John Gate, and his wife, Shalene. Is that how you say it, John?
Shalene.
And David. Sean, okay. Well, this is, if you haven't met Artis, you said that you spoke to Joel sometimes over a while, and this is Artis, his wife, and she's the leader of the Hope Collection going forward as the founder, co-founder, and we're following her lead and being partners, and they are just incredible folks, couple that have changed the world, and guess what, we're not stopping. So, everything that we're doing, John, is also related to the Hope Collection. So we welcome you. Glad that you come on the call on the show this morning. And you are always welcome.
Nice to meet you, John. And look forward to helping you in whatever area that you are wanting to pursue. And you know, staying connected to a team of people that are moving forward and helping other people's lives is really a key to staying focused and not letting our thoughts and our actions detain us from what our goal is. And so I just wanted to welcome you, and I look forward to getting to know you better as we move forward in the Hope Collection and through our individual businesses that we're pursuing.
Well, thank you very much.
What part of Tennessee are you in?
Right now I'm living in Cookeville, and actually I'm moving to Murfreesboro.
All right. I am kind of familiar with that. Joel and I got to Pigeon.
Forge.
Yes.
Pigeon Forge.
And Pigeon Forge. And we were there several times in that area. So we drove around, and those towns ring a bell to me. But it's a beautiful area there. I just loved it. We had such a good time. What is your focus?
What's that?
What is your focus on joining with Derek? I don't know if you heard me or not. Did I lose you, Dad?
John, she was asking you. Go ahead,
what?
John.
Hello?
Go ahead, John.
Yeah,
he actually turned me on to the Hope Collection.
Okay.
Did you hear me?
And yes. Is there an area of interest that you have?
I guess I'm trying to find out what I would want to do. Because, been talking with Bob Oakley, and he was
okay.
talking about. If there's any gift that I got, I believe it's the gift of encouragement. So I was thinking more on lines of maybe becoming a life coach.
I see. Okay. Well, you can investigate that, and there's an area there that you can qualify to be a certified life coach. So if that's the area you want to start in, I'm sure that Bob can lead you in that direction, okay?
I know I need to stop somewhere because right now I work for Home Depot, and I'm actually a delivery driver, and you know I guess I've been doing it most of my adult life, so you know I just turned 60. It's not that I don't like my job. I just don't want to do what I'm doing anymore. I just didn't envision myself doing that at 60 years old.
Well, there are lots of choices. So, you know, I would encourage you to find out when a good time is to get connected with Bob and do that on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's been a little bit tough because of the hours that I work. And it's, because I do deliveries, it's kind of tough to... you know, because of the policy, it's not a DOT policy, but the Home Depot policy is we can't do, like, I can't do anything Bluetooth, like the maybe listen to some of the blogs or, you know, I'm actually not supposed to even talk to anybody on the phone. So it makes it a little bit difficult, and because I do deliveries, you know, I don't go home until I'm done. So sometimes
right.
that, you know, I drive an hour and 20 minutes back and forth. You know, sometimes my day don't end. You know, my day starts at 4:30 and it don't end to 8, 9 o'clock at night. Well, by the time I get home anyway.
Well, you have the time from when you stop your last delivery to when you drive home. So if that's any time frame that you're off the clock, you can be listening to something then.
Yeah, I guess for me, because I'm interacting with people all day, I kind of use that time to reflect. And sometimes I don't, you know, I'll drive with the radio off, right? You know, because at that point in time, I'm just trying to, I guess, gather myself and get myself ready to face the what's at home.
Right. Well, we all have those times, but the important thing that I is, you know, when Joel and I started our business back 40 years ago, we thought we didn't have any time. And we realized after hearing other people teach about time management that we had time that we were wasting and using for other purposes that we could use to educate ourselves in areas so that we could get rid of our 9-to-5 job that we were passionate about teaching, but we also were passionate about having time with our family. So it's just a matter of restructuring sometimes. And that's what we had to learn to do. And it made a huge difference in what we listened to and who we who taught us and gave us suggestions on how to use our time wisely. So I'm just passing on what we learned as we grew in our business and realized the importance of how we spend our time. And I understand delivery drivers, I mean, we see them everywhere, you know, and so it is a very time-consuming job. So you know, on the way to or on the way back, after a long day's work, listening to something that's uplifting and will make a difference in your life or your future would be rewarding for you, I'm sure.
Well, on my way to work, that's my time between. That's my God time.
Yep.
You know, I realized this week that I'm not a good manager of time.
Well, we all learn as we move forward, so. It's great talking with you and getting to know you. And if, continue to come on this call on Saturday. Apparently, you don't have to do delivery on Saturday. So that's a good thing. You can stay connected that way.
Yeah, I definitely will.
Okay. Well, you have a great one.
You also.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Artie.
Last night they had a section, Linda, on Dolores Jones and Jennifer Melillo talked about women and tips for women that were building the business as singles or as married couples, and it was such a great segment. It was like a podcast, and it was very, very well done because they're two very different personalities, which was good to see. Dolores is a very strong personality and very engaging, very forthcoming in her delivery, and Jen is as well, but she does it with a little a sweet spirit about her. So it was good to see the difference in their personalities, but they were of like mind in what they were what they were sharing. And then I don't know if you ever saw the movie about Soul Surfer, about the young girl at 13
I've heard about it.
Yeah.
She's a real hero.
And she closed the evening with her story.
Oh.
And she is going across, she's a mom of three boys now. And she actually goes around the country and speaks, as well as she has what she calls an adapt method to get through life's struggles. The A stands for appreciative, to be appreciative about. There's always something we can be appreciative about, even in difficult circumstances. My dear friend that had a fire in her condo.
Yes.
I was talking with her yesterday, and she said, you know, we have behind us now a big retention pond, and it's covered with cattails and, excuse me, at night, bullfrogs. And they make a loud noise. A really loud noise. The first time we heard them, we were like shocked. Where is this noise coming from? Well, bless her heart, she said, you know, I try and think of something positive in every situation, even the darkest times. And she said, last night when I was laying in bed, I was thinking, well, if I get new windows out of this horrific experience, maybe it'll block the sounds of the bullfrog.
Yeah.
So, you know, being appreciative. And then the D stands for directive, that you should have a plan in place to direct yourself to something positive. The A stands for and adapt, associate. And we talk about that all the time, the importance of associating with like-minded people and people that will challenge you to achieve and accomplish what you have written down. And then the P stands for perseverance. You know, she talked about the perseverance of what she had to go through when during that time frame when she lost her arm, and how I think she said within a month period of time, and this is a 13-year-old girl at the time, she got back on the surfboard after a month.
Oh,
incredible. Talk about perseverance. And then T, that stands for teachable, that we should always be teachable from other people that have shown success in areas that we want to pursue. And we definitely have the greatest teachers through BWW that we should always want to associate with and make sure that we put in our calendars the times that we can associate with them, even from a distance. So those are just some of the highlights from last night. And if there are people on here that didn't get a ticket, you still can get a ticket because it starts at 2 o'clock today. And there's an afternoon and an evening session, and there's a Sunday session. So I know Angelo and Claudia will be speaking, and so many others. Dave Taylor was on last night as well, and Eris Pavlidis. So just wanted to highlight last night.
I just took notes of the ADAPT.
Oh, okay. Yes, Ron.
I want to congratulate you this morning for this is, I will call this an official time of the Coach's Corner Saturday morning call, and I want to congratulate you for being here. And I'm proud and excited that you are working to overcome a lot of that joy, and now we're going to help have joy together going forward, and I'm thankful and appreciate it.
Well, I missed all of you, and I know that the prayers and support were definitely there, and that's what got me through, and the highlight of having the celebration of life in New York, and we have one coming up here in Leesburg on August 7th. So the family is gearing for that, and I just have felt the prayers and the support from everyone. So I need to persevere and reassociate, and I'm
Artis,
in the process of doing that.
Is there anything we can do to help you?
Artis, I was talking to your sister and she is in awe of you. She says you are the strongest, most put together person she has ever met. She's such a sweetheart herself, and it was just the way she talks about you is just beautiful.
Oh well, I learned a lot of that from her, but she would never recognize it or verbalize it to someone else. But it's amazing the way God handles little details because where my sister and her husband live is challenging for me to really have intimate time with her. And so anyway, to make a long story short, her husband had a slight injury and had to go to the hospital and then to a rehab center. This all happened just the week before we came up to New York. And due to that, and he's doing fine, but due to the fact that he had to go to the rehab center, I was able to stay with her. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had that one-on-one time with her like when you, you know, stay with somebody and get up and have tea with them in the morning and one-on-one time. So I had 3 days with her that I know only God could have orchestrated, and Gary is fine. But,
good.
He was, you know, it's just amazing.
Speaking of Gary, Gary and Linda just joined the call.
Hi, Gary and Linda.
We're trying to get ready to take Gary because he's having some physical therapy, and so I just got on. I'm sorry, I heard Artis talking, but I haven't been on earlier than that. I'm sorry, we just have a lot going on, but wanted to join in. So I'm glad that you got that time with your sister, Artis. It's just amazing. Just God does keep it all together and keep orchestrating it all, doesn't he?
He does, absolutely. And that rock that Michael found in the creek in New York that was painted of hope. It was just like all the God incidences.
He is in control.
He definitely is. Linda, do you have a I know you were listening in or watching last night. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I guess I am. Did you have a highlight that you would like to share?
Oh my goodness, I was just grabbing my notes. There were so many good things. I think this is the last part. This was from Bethany Hamilton, the young lady that had lost her to the shark attack. And I've read that book before, but I need to pull it out again or watch the documentary about Unstoppable. I know she has a organization about that. But she talked about that there's always a silver lining in difficult situations, and we don't need easy. We just need possible, and to just continue going on and to get back on your board. And I was to just keep going, you know, through the circumstances that we deal with. And her adapt method was to be appreciative, to be directed, associate with other people, persevere, and be teachable. And, you know, so much of that is all the things that you and Joel have taught us all these years, to just continue to associate with the people around us, inspire and encourage other people. And that's what we do through the Hope Collection. So that was just very applicable. I'm really looking forward to her Q&A time with Angela today as well.
It'll be great. Well, thanks for sharing that. It was a very incredible night all the way around.
Great.
So that association is key. Especially, you know, when we... Go ahead.
Is there anything we can do to help you
for the event on the 7th in Florida?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate your offer, but you guys did such an amazing job in New York. I think we could have fed all of Canandaigua. It was amazing. our Sunday school class and our church has been very gracious in handling some details and giving us a reception afterwards. So, You handled a great majority from a distance for us that made it so much easier and made for a wonderful day and people. I will share with you a video that my nephew Joe made from the day. I'm not just putting it out there for everyone, like on Facebook or anything, but just so that you can see, it's short, but it's mostly pictures and Susan playing the flute in the background. So
I have just the tail end of her. In fact, I was filming Ron. Actually, I had Sharon was filming Ron, and I ran out of memory in my my little Samsung. But I do have the end of Susan's. Oh, what a delight that was! The flute. It was so expressionable. It was
yeah.
Whatever the word is.
Yeah, she's amazing. I had no idea what she was going to play, and when she told me and told me the reasons why, I just thought, oh, she's so insightful. Those were very well selected pieces, and but I will, I'll send it to you, and
appreciate that.
Sure. I just, you know, I'm not gonna just put it out there on Facebook.
Sure.
You know. So, yeah.
But
so
it was a wonderful, day.
Yeah, all the way around. You even got cleansed during the process.
I think I would have been drier if I had jumped in the lake. I was so wet. But you know what? The smiles on everyone's faces and seeing people that we haven't seen for years, and it was just, and you know, the joy just to celebrate Joel's life. You know, it wasn't. It was, and you, you know, and celebrating you, and so, you know, and seeing your kids and your grandsons. Oh, they are beautiful children. So that was. That was worth the whole day.
Well, it was really amazing the people that came, because I mean I had a couple of messages of people that weren't able to be there, and you know, so I did send them the video, and but it was. Just what God had planned for that day.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It was a privilege. I didn't hear you, Ron.
I said it was a privilege for us to be a part of that day.
Well, you worked really hard. I was really concerned about you afterwards. I was like, I hope they go back and just flop in bed, because
we stayed at a bed and breakfast that was just wonderful, and we didn't even go out to dinner. We stopped at Tops, got two little pints of ice cream, and ate ice cream in bed. That was our dinner.
That sounds about right. That's about what we did.
Well, thanks so much for sharing today.
Yes, and please text me the name of that bed and breakfast so I have it for future reference, okay?
Sure, certainly.
Oh, that's
certainly.
Okay. Well,
it was
great being together this morning, and, you know, tickets are still available for this afternoon and evening and tomorrow on the BWW site. So, it's not too late to participate. So take that into consideration, and we'll catch you tomorrow night, ladies.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Arda.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Arda.
Yes. Okay.
Well, thanks, everybody. What a treat to have Artis on the call. So we really appreciate her, and appreciate all of you that joined in on a Saturday morning. So it just, the Coach's Corner Saturday call is just always so dear to my heart. It's just, the weekend's not complete without it. So we appreciate everyone taking the time and just saying hi and sharing. And so for close out today, and we'll see you on, you remember, Monday to Friday at noon, same number. There is a coach, a Hope Collection call, and so we'll see you all back here. Well, we won't see you, but we'll hear you all back here next Saturday morning, too. Take care, everyone. Have a blessed, wonderful week.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.